This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Labour unions are warning that a huge trade deal being negotiated in secret will lead to more corporate control of the global economy, perilous jobs, and a disconnect between employers and their workers. The Trade and Services Agreement, TISA, is being negotiated by 21 governments plus the European Union. If implemented, it would cover 70% of the world's trade and services. To alert people about the dangers of TISA, the global union IUF commissioned a report on the agreement. IUF represents some 2.5 million workers around the world who are employed in food industries, agriculture, hotels, and other sectors. I talked to Jane Kelsey about the report she wrote for the IUF. Dr. Kelsey is a professor of law at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. In her report, she discusses the rise of digital platforms such as Amazon and Facebook and how TISA would give them even more influence on global trade.
People often refer now to the fourth industrial revolution. You know, we had the old development of the Fordist factory system in the past. Now we have another revolution that is changing the way that capitalism operates, and it's conducted through the digital domain. If we think about the way that people are even working in a basic factory or a distribution centre, increasingly we see artificial intelligence, we see computer systems operating, how work is done, how workers are monitored. But we see also that labour replacement is happening, and when labour is replaced, new jobs that might come in are actually the skilled tech jobs. They're not the jobs of people who are displaced from the factory floor. But at the other end of the, if we just talk about the food supply chain, if we look at the impact of entities like Uber and Uber Eats, or we look at Airbnb and the operations of the accommodation sector and so on, we see that we have digital platforms where the workers are supposedly self-employed. They're not employed any longer by the actual operator of the business, and therefore the Ubers or the Airbnbs take no responsibility for the compliance with the labour laws, providing for health and safety, providing for pensions, providing for compliance with minimum wages and so on. The individual workers are thrown back onto themselves as supposedly self-employed, even though they don't control the nature of the workplace at all. And so we have fundamental shifts occurring under this so-called fourth industrial revolution in the way that work is organised, in the way that employment relationships occur, and in the very nature of work. And that affects how workers and unions can bargain. If you are operating with a notional employer from offshore, how do you bargain with them? Who is the employer? And so that's why the digitization is so important. Team TISA, the biggest group of corporations pushing for these rules to be unrestricted in the future, to have seamless global operations, are actually the big tech companies. Capitalism has always been a battle over power, especially a battle between capital and labor. And as we've seen over the neoliberal period of the last 30 to 40 years, the imbalances there have intensified. What TISA seeks to do is to stretch that imbalance even further.
An extended version of my interview with Dr. Kelsey is available on the Radio Labour website at www.radiolabour.net. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.